Thousands of Nigerians and several foreign delegations attended a solemn ceremony at the military cemetery in Abuja. President Olusegun Obasanjo was joined by his estranged deputy, Atiku Abubakar, as the two most powerful men in Nigeria put aside their differences to mourn the dead. A somber-looking President Obasanjo, who lamented the loss of 10 army generals in a single peacetime incident, urged Nigerians to be comforted by the fact that the rest of the world mourns with them.
And I only want to say to the nation, to the armed forces and to the families of our departed brothers, that we are not alone, judging by the phone calls I've received from world leaders, African leaders, including the Secretary General of the United Nations. Delegations have been sent to me by brother African leaders, and the fact, of course, that we have here President Kabah and former President Kaunda is an indication that we are not alone in our hour of darkness.
Nigeria's Chief of Defense Staff, General Luther Aguai, said the 13 officers represented some of the best in the Nigerian military.
They were among the most productive, articulate, brightest, and bravest in the Nigerian armed forces before their demise. These were officers who have gone to various hotspots on the world and were tested in the rudiments of modern military battlefields. They came back alive and in one piece, only to lose their ultimate battle to death in a peaceful environment. The death of these gentlemen officers is a terrible blow to the military. These were officers who have received the very best of both military and civilian training.
The climax of the three-hour ceremony was the lowering of the casket into the 13 graves amid wailing by friends and relations of the dead officers. The Nigerian Air Force plane, with 18 passengers, crashed in a remote village in central Nigeria. 5 passengers survived the crash. An official investigation has been launched. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.